This is Tuesday, the 18th day of the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 6, 34 through 44. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than a half year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven. He gave thanks and he broke the loaves. He gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. There are many descriptions of Jesus in the Gospels. In the first verse of this section, we find the most common description of Jesus. Jesus was compassionate. In the crowds, Jesus saw many people looking for hope, like sheep without shepherd. Spend some time in prayer and imagine a herd of sheep without a shepherd. Picture them scattering, wandering, afraid and vulnerable. Does this remind you of your life? Does this remind you of our world? Remind you of someone in particular? Spend some time in prayer. Listen again to the Word of God. The scripture reading is Mark 6, 34 through 44. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away, so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than a half year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to all the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Jesus could have fed this crowd by having manna fall from heaven, or he could have sent them away. But notice, he wanted his provision to be given through the people. Jesus told the disciples, "You give them something to eat." They found the small meal among the crowds, and the disciples were responsible for giving out the food and gathering the leftovers. It is through God's people that Jesus provides for the world. How is Jesus calling you to give of yourself and resources for the sake of others? Pray for eyes to see opportunities to bless others today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.